Story number 22 is called Three Merry Wives. I can recognize myself in these fools. Luckily, my wife had never put my foolishness to the test.
There were three houses next to each other. In one lived a tailor, in the second a carpenter, and in the third house lived a blacksmith. The wives of the three men were very good friends. Often the three women talked about how stupid their men were, but they could never agree upon which of the men was the stupidest. The three wives went together to church on Sundays, and as they walked on their way to church, they talked of all things good. But it was after church, when they came into the local inn and bought one half pint of snaps, that the laughter started. It was in those days when a half pint of snaps cost 3 shillings, 1 shilling for each of the three merry wives. On Sunday afternoon, when the three women met at the inn, the innkeeper told them that the price of a half pint of snaps was going to cost 4 shillings starting from next Sunday. That was bad news for the three women, because 4 shillings divided to 3 doesn't work. They decided it would be easier for 2 of them to pay 2 shillings and the other to get the snaps for free. But which one of them would that be? As they walked home, they talked about it and agreed that a good bet would solve the issue of who should pay and who shouldn't. The woman with the stupidest husband would be the winner, and that should be settled next Sunday. The one that had made the biggest fool of her husband would have snaps for free for a whole year. Next day, the tailor's wife told her husband that she was going to card wool together with a large group of young women. She said, "There is so much to do before the evening. It is a pity we don't have our guard dog any more, because tonight we will have all the young men from the village here trying to disturb the young girls, so no work will be done. Oh, I wish we had a decent dog, so he could chase the young boys away from our house."
"Yes," said her husband, "that would have been very good."
"Here, my little man," said the woman, "you should be that dog and frighten all the young men away with your barking." The tailor didn't think he could do it, even if he wanted to do everything possible to please his wife. "No, you will be good," she said. And in the evening, she gave him a coat with woolen fur and placed a large metal chain around his neck, and he started barking and howling at anyone that came near him. And he did such a good job, she gave him a biscuit. The three wives had a good laugh about that. The next day, when the carpenter had been out to work, they came home. His wife was waiting for him with his dinner. When he stepped inside, his wife looked at him in horror and said, "My, you look sick. You look like something is terribly wrong with you." The carpenter didn't feel bad at all. He was just hungry. And he said it was just a question of him getting something to eat. Then he would be fine. He sat down and started eating his dinner. His wife sat opposite her husband, looking at him with great concern. "It is just getting worse and worse. Now you are paler than I've ever seen. And look how you're trembling. You're very sick, my dear. It is very serious, this sickness of yours." The carpenter started feeling a little sick. Maybe it was true what his wife said to him. It nearly always was. She said, "It is time for you to go to bed. Maybe that will cure it. But I'm afraid it will not." She made him go to bed, found all the blankets and duvets in the house and put them around him, gave him elderberry tea and a hot water bottle, and the carpenter got more and more feverish and sick. "Oh, you will never make it," his wife said. "I'm afraid I'm going to lose you."
"Do you really think so?" he said. "I'm feeling terribly ill now, so maybe you're right."
Suddenly she frowned and said, "Now you're going to part.
It is death coming to take you. Let me close your eyes.
And she closed the carpenter's eyes, and he believed everything she told him. So he was sure he was dead. He just lay there with closed eyes and folded hands. So she called on her two friends to help lay him down in one of his own coffins. She made holes in it for him so he could breathe and made it comfortable with blankets and a pillow. Once inside the coffin, she covered him with a warm blanket and instead of flowers, she gave him a little bottle of snaps. They closed the coffin and the three women heard him taking one sip of the good liquor and then another and then a third. Soon they heard a gentle snoring sound coming from the coffin. The carpenter was fast asleep, dreaming that he was in heaven. Soon it became known in the whole village that the carpenter had died and that he was going to be buried the next day. The wife of the blacksmith went to her drunk husband, who was fast asleep in their bed. She pulled off his shirt and covered him in black soot from head to foot. She let him sleep all morning, until she spotted the funeral procession for the dead carpenter moving towards the church on top of the hill. She ran into her husband and woke him and said, "What are you doing, you drunk husband? You're late for the funeral procession." "What funeral procession?" The blacksmith was hardly awake and very confused. His wife said, "'Tis our neighbour, the carpenter. He died last night while you were at the inn drinking. He's going to be buried today, and they're already halfway to the church. Hurry now and join the procession before it's too late." "I need my Sunday clothes then," he said. "Nonsense," she said. "Can't you see you're already wearing them?" The blacksmith looked down on his body and he could see that he was more black than he normally was. And if his wife told him, then it had to be so. She said, "Here is your hat. Now off you go." And he put the hat on his head and hurried out of the door. The funeral procession was close to the church when the blacksmith, naked as the day he was born and covered in soot, cried out to them, "Wait for me! Let me have him!" The funeral procession turned around and thought it was the devil himself coming for the carpenter. They dropped the coffin and ran away. When the coffin hit the ground, the lid of the coffin bounced off and the carpenter woke up, sat up and looked around. He knew he was dead and that he was attending his own funeral, but when he saw the blacksmith, he said in a quiet, low voice, "Dear neighbour, it is good that I am already dead, because if I wasn't, I would have laughed myself to death the way you are dressed for a funeral procession." The carpenter's wife won 1 year of free snaps because the two others agreed that she had best fooled her husband.